The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Let's Be Honest with Kristen Cavallari, a podcast all about getting real and open on everything from sex, relationships, reality TV, wellness, family, and so much more. And just a fair warning, there will probably be some oversharing. 'Cause I got all the power, yep. Welcome in to Let's Be Honest. I'm your host, Kristen Cavallari. And today, we are at my house with three boys, TikTok stars, the Montana boys. We have Mark, Caleb, and Cade, a.k.a. Cutter. Welcome, guys.
How's it going?
Thanks for having us.
Good. Happy you guys are here. Okay, so you guys just moved to Nashville. What do we think so far?
Yeah, it's been good so far. It's pretty fast paced, but we're not really used to it. And we've been having fun.
Yeah, since we've moved down here, we've kind of noticed how more fast paced the city life is compared to Montana.
The food is bomb. Food's fire.
Where have you guys been going? What are your favorite spots?
We went to Edley's about four times.
Oh, Edley's, yeah, Edley's is so good. Barbecue. Yeah.
And what was the deli called? The 50...
51st deli.
51st deli, yeah.
I don't know about this place. You guys are going to have to teach me.
It's good.
Bakersfield tacos. Taco Tuesday.
No, $3. Redheaded stranger. Tacos all day long.
It's on the list.
Okay. You got to go. I think Mark's been, actually.
I have, actually.
Okay, when so I got to ask, though. You guys are the Montana boys on TikTok, but now you're living in Nashville. So how's that working as far as the branding goes? Are we changing the name? What's happening?
So the brand will stay as the Montana boys, but we're just going mobile. Montana boys go mobile.
Montana boys on the road, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So when I first prepped this podcast, nothing was going on with Mark and I. And I've been sitting here for the last few weeks like, all right, how am I going to play this? So I've decided I'm keeping all of my questions the exact same. I'm not changing a damn thing. And I was told you guys are going to be really honest with me. So we're just going to have some fun, okay?
Let's be honest.
Let's do it.
Let's be honest.
Perfect.
Okay, so you guys obviously don't have a hard time meeting girls, right? So I want to know why you two are single right now and why you waited so long to get into something.
Yeah, honestly, I would say there's a couple different reasons, but the main reason would be just because we're bad at talking to girls.
No, you're not. I don't think that's true at all.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, really, sometimes we get pretty awkward and we get nervous. I mean, I think
I think my case is I have to go out with these two guys every time. So it's tough. It's a tough world out there, but I can spit game though, fortunately. So
I believe it.
It works out for me, but we're coming from the underdog position. So, hey, we're learning.
I feel like you're the sweet one. You're the really sweet that. One. Like yeah, the little lovable sweet. Puppy. Yeah. He's a little
puppy. But I think really.
He's a Rottweiler.
On a real. On a real note, like coming from Montana, you kind of got to understand like the cesspool of dating in Montana. There's like barely a million people there in the first place.
Right.
So the five most beautiful girls or whatever, five of your best friends have already slept with them.
Right. Okay.
So it's like that eliminates most of the girls.
Yeah, that makes sense. So are you guys just going buck wild now that you're here in Nashville and the options are limitless?
We're all going buck wild other than Mark Estes.
Good answer,
That's
Cutter.
My guy.
Good answer.
But honestly, yeah. I mean, it's been fun because, you know, it's a whole different scene when we go out. It's completely different vibe. Broadway, like just the amount of people on Broadway would be like the whole amount of people in our town. So it's...
That's wild.
Like, honestly.
Yeah.
So it's a whole change up, but we love it. It's kind of our vibe for sure.
Yeah, I love
We're
that.
For it, so.
Okay. How do you guys typically meet girls? Is it like sliding into the DMs? Like, how is it going down at age 24? By the way, you guys are 24 and you're 22. Okay.
Caleb just turned 24.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Kirsten. Yeah, DMs are fun.
Yeah. Okay. So what's like the go-to line when you slide into someone's DMs?
That's the hardest part, is thinking of what to say.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't have a go-to line. It changes for every girl.
It changes just
or
the
there's
mood,
like
or...
five that you use.
Honestly, whatever I think of at that moment, if I think it's good, I'll do it. But
okay. And what's the response rate for you? Pretty high.
I mean, honestly, like
shooting your shot with
I wouldn't say high. I definitely have some out there in the cloud that will never get response to, but
okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe like 50%.
Okay. What are the go-to lines for you guys? I love you.
No. What up, sugar? Is usually what I hit on.
Wait, Mark, what'd you say? What'd you say, Mark?
What did you say, Mark?
Well, I thought I was on my own account, but I was on the Montana Boys account, and I DM'd Kristen, and I said, I love you right off the bat.
So, okay. I don't think I've told you guys this. So this is back. I think you DM'd me in October. So like probably September, October, I saw you guys on TikTok and I was like, who the fuck are the Montana boys? Mark specifically, I was like, this guy is so hot. So I sent it to my best friend and I was like, look how hot this guy is. And we both were like, yeah, wow, he's amazing. Okay, great. Like 3 or 4 weeks later, I get a DM from the Montana boys that said, I love you. And I was like, oh my God, it's fate. So then what do I do? Because I have no chill. I was like, I want to get you guys on my podcast. And then long story short, I put you guys in touch with my assistant who booked you guys on the podcast. And then she told me you guys were moving here. And I was like, what the fuck? This is crazy. So
it was meant to be.
Anyways.
Yeah, to add on to that, when he did DM you, we got a DM back and I was the first one to find it. And I was like, who in the hell DM'd Kristen Cavallari on our account? Because she just responded. And we were all pretty pumped.
We were hyped up. And Mark was like, oh, no.
I was like, oh, shit.
I was supposed to have my own account.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? And then I remember you responded. You go, I think you did tell her that it was you, right?
Eventually, I asked who I was talking to.
Yeah.
And he said, Mark. And I said, oh, good. You're my favorite.
Yeah. And
well, but thank God I did it on that account. Because I don't know.
I wouldn't have seen it.
I don't think you would have seen
it. I don't think I knew your name at the time. No. So I saw the Montana boys and I was like, oh, my God.
A trick.
It worked out. Okay, cool. Love that. Okay, so when I say the term fuck boy, what do you guys think of?
Cutter.
I'm playing. You can take this one, Mark.
Damage control for you guys.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Honestly, fuckboy is like, I would just say a guy that doesn't really care about a girl's feelings, you know? Okay. I mean, you can be a guy that, you know, if you go hook up, as long as you are respectful, I wouldn't say you're exactly a fuckboy.
Okay.
But if you're rude and if you are disrespectful and you go about hooking up and you keep doing it and you stay in that way, then I would say that is kind of what a fuckboy is. So
spot on. Bad manners along with.
I think it matters on your demeanor too, just like how you carry yourself day in and day out.
Yep.
So are there any girls out there who would refer to you guys as fuckboys potentially?
Absolutely.
95% of them.
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah. Oh, not all of them, but yeah, we've definitely.
Good amount.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't have manners. We're not respectful. What's the deal here,
guys? I don't think that's just our terminology on it.
Yeah. Right.
Girls are like, you know.
I think we get this persona just because of how we portray ourselves on social media. Right. But like, if you actually get to know us, I would say we're not completely fuckboy.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a little bit of fuckboy in there, no doubt.
I mean, I think you guys are also young. Like, this is when you're supposed to be fuckboys. But I would agree with that. I think you guys have a certain image. And when you do get to know you, you're not bad guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
No problem. Have you guys ever been in a serious relationship?
Yeah. I mean, as serious as a year-long relationship can be, you know?
Yeah.
Were you in love?
That's the thing. I mean, I don't know. I feel like if I was in love, I would still be with that person. So.
Oh.
But.
Do you feel like love is something that can only happen once in your life?
Absolutely not.
Caleb, how many times have
I'm
you
with Caleb on that.
I think you can love somebody for like who they are and you can find like true love in that.
So like you can love someone for who they are, but being in love with someone is different.
I think you can only be in love with one person, but you can love someone for who they are. Like, don't get me wrong, I love my ex for who she was. She's a great person, but
you weren't in love.
I'm not in love, you know.
Okay.
So
okay,
it's kind of how I'd go about that.
You guys agree with that?
Yeah, I think like sometimes you definitely get like what Cutter's saying, kind of like you get almost like forced into saying I love you just because you're like 6 months into it, but like you really aren't in love technically. Mm-hmm. But it's just like this generation now, it's like you almost got to say it like at a certain.
Mm-hmm.
Point or something.
Otherwise, like she's gone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like for my experience, I was in love with the idea of like what it could be.
Yeah, I get that.
I wasn't necessarily like in love with her. I was in love with what I thought it could be in my own head. I thought I was in love, but like looking back, reflecting, I wasn't in love.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate those answers. Okay, guys, let's talk about toothpaste. Did you know that you swallow 5-7% of your toothpaste every single time you brush your teeth? That's an entire blob of toothpaste every 7 days. Gross. Most commercial toothpastes are filled with harsh chemicals, artificial flavors, and preservatives. Not stuff you'd want to be putting in your mouth, let alone eating. That's why Bite makes dry toothpaste tablets made with clean ingredients that are sulfate-free, palm oil-free, and glycerin-free. Bite toothpaste bits are so convenient. You just pop a bite in your mouth, chew it up, and start brushing. It will turn to paste just like you're used to, but with no plastic tube or messy paste. You guys know I travel a lot, and so I'm always looking for ways to make traveling easier, and that's actually why I love these little toothpaste bits, because they take up no space in your dop kit. You just throw them in. They're easy. You can bring the exact amount that you need, and I just love it. They also come in refillable glass jars, and they send refills in compostable pouches, so they're better for our bodies and our earth. No more plastic toothpaste tubes. Bite makes plastic-free alternatives for everything on your bathroom sink, from toothpaste, mouthwash, toothbrushes, and deodorant, so you can cut out the harsh chemicals and plastic waste without compromise. Bite's sleek glass bottles and jars look amazing on your vanity, and they elevate your shelfie game, so no hiding gooey plastic tubes here. Bite is offering my listeners 20% off your first order. Go to trybite.com/honest or use code honest at checkout to claim this deal. That's trybite.com/honest. All right, guys, listen up. If you have damaged hair, I feel you, and I'm about to introduce you to your new hair repair hero. Introducing the new Kerastase Premier Repairing Pre-Shampoo Treatment. It's a new and unique product that's the very first step when you get in the shower. I actually just learned about this. We all have calcium building up on our hair, and it comes from our shower water. This buildup of calcium is amplifying damage, which I know we all have from things like coloring our hair. What's amazing about it is that it actually does two things at once. It removes that calcium buildup while also repairing and reconnecting the broken links between keratin chains. Okay, so here's how you use it. After you wet your hair in the shower, apply the repairing pre-shampoo treatment and let it sit for 5 minutes and do not rinse. Then layer your shampoo on top and finish with the rest of the Premier collection. I've been using Kerastase for a long time. And when I say long time, I mean like since my teen years, you guys, because the brand is incredibly luxurious and the quality of their products are just so professional. Plus, they really work. The new Premier Collection has become one of my absolute faves, and you guys see for yourself. Visit www.kerastase-usa.com and use code HONEST15 for 15% off your purchase. That's www.kerastase-usa.com and use code HONEST15. Standard exclusions apply. Offer valid through 5/31/2024. So I think having multiple situationships at once is kind of the norm now, right? Would you guys agree with that?
I'd agree, yeah.
So like how many girls are in rotation at the moment?
Well, moving here?
Yeah.
So like in Montana, we all had our own reputation.
Which was what?
Depends who you ask.
Yeah, depends who you ask. They weren't great from a lot of people.
Okay.
But so like moving here, we kind of have a clean slate.
It's nice.
Which is super like refreshing and nice.
Yeah.
So like I honestly don't really have any.
I've got no girls right now.
Like I'm texting some, but I'm not like,
you're not seeing them.
Yeah. Cause okay. I want to like, I don't want to move down here and then like
get tied down.
Yeah. Hook up with
who
all these girls.
Who would do that?
I don't know. It's crazy.
Why would you do that?
Well, I can understand his situation, but like I'm saying like, I don't want to be known as this guy that just moved down here. That's, you know, trying to hook up with all these girls.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're trying to like have a good reputation.
Yeah.
You don't want to have like 10 girls in rotation and then be known as a player.
Exactly. It's not that I don't want that, but it's like, what's best for me right now?
You're being mindful of your reputation. Yes, okay, exactly. I respect that. Yeah. Cutter?
I agree with him 100%. Like having a reputation with what we're diving into is a big deal. You don't want to be known as, you know.
Because people know who you are.
Yeah,
so exactly, you're worried about people just like trashing the Montana boys.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I get that.
That's definitely part of it.
It's a real thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You gotta respect the brand.
You do. It's a real thing because people love to trash on a brand. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, what makes you guys attracted to a girl?
Like qualities?
Yeah.
Do we know them already, or are we just
meeting them? Know like dr- like describe your dream girl?
Oh, that's so hard.
I mean, if you do know her, that's cool too.
I think it's like
right to your left.
Yeah, like right.
What is it, Mark?
Like someone like hard right to my left. But I don't know. I think even these guys could agree. Like, I just kind of like a powerful woman, or you know what I mean? Like just someone that's like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
Like
a confident,
somebody like keeps me on my toes at all the times, you know, where I'm always like, wondering what the next move is going to be in a weird way. I don't know.
I like that. I can do that.
And I know you can.
I don't really know, but it's somebody that like always is wanting to like the best for me. Mm-hmm. And like, I can chase that mm-hmm. rather than like you're dating a girl and you're like, oh yeah, it's whatever. She's cute. I like her. But when it comes down to it, like, what's tomorrow going to look like? Like, how happy is she going to make me the next day?
Yeah.
And if she can't do that, then it's like, that's kind
of
like.
But how does a girl make you happy? Is it like taking care of you, like putting your best interest in mind? Like, what does that look like for you?
Or what did you call those three? Remember we were talking about the three forms of affirmation or something?
The love languages.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
There's five of them, right?
Five or something.
There's five. Okay, yeah. So words of affirmation. So you need to hear, like, I'm words of affirmation. Like, you need to tell me you love me. Touch, gift giving, quality time, and acts of service. So like making dinner for you, like doing your laundry, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would say mine is definitely quality time.
Okay.
And a good dinner would be fire.
Okay, so acts of service. Yeah.
That's big time. That's big time.
I know Mark loves that.
Cook. I absolutely love
be able to cook. But okay, definitely like just quality time, like
respecting
each other's time. And then like when you do have time with each other is like important to me.
Yeah, you're locked in. What are you attracted to in a girl?
I think one of the biggest things when I'm like really thinking about a girl, like relationship wise, is she's got to be completely confident in herself mm-hmm. and understand like who she is, what she's doing in life, where she's going. And then she's got to be happy first off with herself. Has to be, or else it's going to be really hard.
The fact that you're 22 and can say this though, like that actually kind of blows my mind because I wasn't aware of that stuff when I was 22. And that's the most important thing I would say.
Yeah.
Self-love.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. If they can't love themselves and they're not coming into the relationship from a growth aspect rather than I need you to make me happy, you know?
Yeah.
Then it's going to be very tough to be able to pursue that and have it grow. But
wow.
That's about it.
I'm impressed. See, you guys don't act your age. You're much more mature.
Gotta go out with us on Friday night.
Yeah, well, I think we can all get along.
Yeah, we'll see tonight at Barstool with Cutter.
So in my early 20s, there was no social media. Or if there was, I wasn't on it. I don't think I joined until like 25.
MySpace.
Oh, yeah, there's MySpace. I had MySpace when I was like 18. You're right. But I feel like it's completely changed dating. Social media has. Do you guys feel like, obviously, there's like so many women at your fingertips. Is it like, do you feel like you're always looking for the next best thing?
I think just in our time frame, like the level of instant gratitude that everybody expects, it definitely does affect that. Mm-hmm. But I also agree with it showing the more truer version of you because everything is posted. Everything's out there, you know, like you can't hide anything anymore. So
yeah,
it does show a truer version, but it does. The instant gratification just in our day and age does make it a little bit tough.
Mm-hmm.
It does because like there's always like the FOMO, there's mm-hmm. this, there's that. But I think like in my personal experience or like I think that you'll know if you know, you'll know. Like there's always a next best thing you think in your head. But like if you can rather like not go do the next best thing and sit there with like the girl that you love, then I think, you know, social media doesn't even really play a part.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Just an avenue to use.
Yeah, that makes sense. Obviously, girls are sliding into the DMs constantly. What is the craziest thing a girl has said to get your attention?
I actually just saw one this morning because I was just going through. I was curious. Can I say it?
Please.
I'll pull it up.
I can't wait.
Oh, boy.
I
thought it was so funny. Okay. I will not say her name, but.
No, please.
She slid on. Okay, no, this was yesterday. This is last night at 8:17.
Okay.
I would sit on your face all day, every day. Hard eyes, heart, crying face.
Oh my God.
And, wow.
So just, what did you say back?
I didn't respond, but.
No, you did the fire emoji.
Oh my God, that's so great. Okay, what's the overall temperature of guys your age with relationships? Like, are you wanting to be in a relationship or are you trying to not catch feelings, as they say?
Catch flights, not feelings. Shut up, Brooks.
Shut up, Brooks.
Well, I think from what we've all heard from people that are older than us is don't settle down.
Yeah.
Wait to settle down. You do it at 22, you're going to wish you didn't at 27, something like that.
Yeah.
So right now we have the opportunity to not settle down.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in Montana where we come from, like there's definitely that culture, the good old boy, like I want to marry my high school sweetheart. There's definitely still that going on everywhere. But like from our experiences, I don't want to settle down right now. I know Cutter doesn't. I don't know about this guy.
I don't know about this guy either.
But I know that like there's so many different things that could happen in the future.
Yeah.
Why not like try to get to those like in your 20s?
Yeah.
See what happens.
Right. I do think like from our perspective as well, it's not that we don't want to settle down. We just have individual goals that we really want to reach.
That's
and
true too,
yeah. Having, you know, being with someone right now would be tough. You know, I mean, Mark Estes is fine. He's God looking,
okay.
You know, he'll be okay.
He'll
like,
be okay.
But definitely have some personal goals that we want to reach. So it's kind of tough to do that when you're locked down and you're focusing on a relationship.
Yeah. You want to work on yourself as much as you can before you get into the next one.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. But what if you met your dream girl?
That's what we're
talking
about.
All goes
about.
Out the window.
Yeah. Me and Caleb actually had a pretty deep talk the other day in the truck about that. It was like, would you settle just because of your age or whatnot? Like, and it's like, we're talking about like, yeah, I'm 24, but at the same time, like, what if I don't want to settle? And then 5 years later, I'm like, fuck, that was the one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you don't want to have any regrets.
And you just,
like, if someone came along right now and I completely fell in love, heck yeah, I'm going to settle down is what we want to call it.
Give it a shot. See what happens.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think calling it settle down is kind of a bad term.
Like, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you find the one, it's the one. And it doesn't matter what time frame it is.
That's true. Okay, this next question, I swear to God, I wrote before anything ever happened with Mark and I. Just want to throw that disclaimer out there. Okay, so when I was 23, I met my ex-husband, which is crazy to think about because I was like essentially y'all's age. So if you guys met the love of your life right now, do you think you could get married in the next couple of years? Wrote it before anything ever happened. Not just asking because I want to.
Mark, you want to answer this question?
I knew that was coming, Cutter. Yeah, I think it goes back to like what I was talking about. Like, I think if she's the one, she's the one. I don't think there's really a time frame necessarily on it.
Yeah.
And that's like kind of the stigma. It's like there's a stigma out there saying like, oh, you're young, you don't really know what you want, or like you haven't had enough experiences, or you haven't been with enough girls to figure that out. But I just think like, I don't know, everyone's kind of at their own race, you know?
That's fair. Okay, what do you guys think the best quality about yourselves is for a relationship?
Breathe.
I can think of yours.
All right, let's hear it.
Cute. No, I'm just saying,
Say
it for each other.
I think the most important one is just like self-love.
Like you love yourself, so you're not relying on a girl to fulfill anything.
I think the biggest thing would be like putting yourself in the other partner's shoes and knowing like what the situation is. Because you might think that like you're right at times. And then you like flip your perspective to the other person and you're like, oh, shoot.
Empathy.
I look like an idiot. Yeah.
Cutter, look at you. That's such a good quality.
There you go, Cut.
You're empathetic.
Okay, Cut.
But we can
the
be empathetic.
Talking to you after this.
Good quality.
Marky,
Cut.
Baby.
So what was the question exactly?
What are you bringing to the table there, bud?
I don't know. How would you answer that?
He's hunky.
Come
on, hunky.
I'm hunky
model.
You know, okay, I'll answer it for you. I feel really safe with you. Like, like I feel like you could protect me in more ways than one.
He could put somebody in a head and arm, like rear naked, something like that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I've been there, actually, believe it or not. Yeah. It's not fun.
It's not the best time, is it?
If you love athleisure wear, you're definitely going to want to check out Roback. I just got some of their pieces and I am obsessed. You guys, the best way to describe Roback is best fit, best feel. And that is absolutely true. They recently launched a new women's line and comfortable would be an understatement. I just tried their hoodie and their jogger sets for the first time and I seriously can't take them off. They're so soft that the fabric is literally called V-soft. They're incredibly comfortable and perfect to relax in or for a day on the move, which I love. Roback also just restocked their active dress. Made with their signature GTG technology, you're able to keep your dress on when you're on the go and got to go. It's also made with lightweight, breathable fabric that is made to move in. And finally, Roback's Swift crewnecks are also so comfortable. I don't typically wear crewnecks, but I'm now obsessed with this crew and I do wear it all the time. It's just that soft. I live a very active lifestyle. I've tried every athleisure wear brand on the market and this one, you guys, really is just so soft and comfortable. I've been living in them. So guys, if you haven't already, it's now time to try out some Roback. Use the code HONEST on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order through the end of this week. That's spelled R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. That's 20% off all hoodies, joggers, crews, and more with code HONEST. Stay comfortable this spring with Roback. I know that we all have times where we should have trusted our guts when maybe we didn't. I think everyone who listens to this podcast knows there have been times I maybe went on some dates when I should have trusted my gut and not gone, but that's neither here nor there. Well, probiotics can't help with most of your gut decisions, but if your gut needs a little support, Ritual has your back. They made a 3-in-1 supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. Did you know daily disturbances like poor diets, stress, travel, the use of certain medications, and plenty of other factors can throw off your gut microbiome? Enter Ritual. They created a 3-in-1 supplement, including clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, and diarrhea. I am a huge fan of probiotics and I absolutely love Ritual. I just feel so great when I take them consistently. I really do feel like I notice a difference. I even really notice when I take their Symbiotic Plus, my stomach is always flat. I'm never bloated. I really feel great. Ritual uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Ritual is a female-founded B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable for not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet, which I love. There's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/be honest. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/be honest for 25% off. All right, guys, let's talk about Cygnos for a quick second. The CDC estimates that there are approximately 96 million American adults, which is more than 1 in 3, who have prediabetes. Of those with prediabetes, more than 80% don't know they have it. A healthy diet and regular exercise are the best ways to help bring your blood sugar levels back to a healthy range. Cygnos can help you short-circuit this cycle by using data directly from your body to design a weight loss plan that's unique to your lifestyle. Cygnos is the only company that combines a CGM, which is continuous glucose monitor, with an AI-driven app to deliver real-time glucose monitoring for optimal health and weight management. With Cygnos, you can literally see which foods cause your blood sugar to spike above reasonable levels and get real-time alerts to do a bit of exercise to bring them back down. On average, people make about 227 food choices a day. Learn the difference between stress eating and physical hunger. Better manage your energy throughout the day and sleep better at night. Meet your weight loss and health goals with unique to you data. Cygnos removed the guesswork of weight loss and provided me with the tools and knowledge I needed to develop healthier habits. It combines my glucose data from the CGM or continuous glucose monitor with an AI-driven app to deliver me real-time glucose insights for optimal health and weight management. Right now, Cygnos has an offer exclusively for my listeners. Go to Cygnos.com, that's Cygnos.com, and get 20% off select plans by using code HONEST today. That's Cygnos.com and use code HONEST to get 20% off select plans today. Okay, do you guys know what the box theory is by any chance?
No, let's hear it.
Okay, so the box theory is when a guy meets a girl, he puts her into one of three boxes. The first box is he wants to date her. The second box is he just wants to sleep with her. And the third box is he wants nothing to do with her. And apparently it's very difficult to move boxes. So like even if, let's say a girl's in the date box and she's like puking all over you one night, like it still is like, okay, well, I'm not going to move her to just sleep with you box. Like I still want to date her. Like you can't really fuck it up no matter what box you're in. Do you think that's true?
No.
Really?
I don't think that's
true. I don't think it's true right away.
Okay.
But I think like if there was a girl I'm like, I want to date her and we hang out the first time, she pukes all over me, then I'm going to get the ick, no doubt.
Oh, really?
I think so. I mean, I think so.
On Mark the first but time,
huh? We hang out like 5 times and I'm like, I want to date her. And then she pukes on me. Then I'm like, oh, well, I mean,
okay.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
agree.
Fair. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you could like have this idea in your head of like what it could be. Night one, she's puking down your leg in the car. You're like,
she can't hold her booze, man.
Yeah, and why are you even doing this in the first place? Like, why are you puking like this?
So could
like,
you be in the wants nothing to do with you box and that could grow over time? And all of a sudden you're in the date box?
No.
Yes.
I think so.
Really?
I didn't
say no. I agree with you.
I think it's very tough to go from, unless they have an insane personality.
Yeah.
And you're just like, wow, this
That's what I'm saying. But you don't know, like, you don't know anything about her though. Like, you just think a girl's hot or whatever. And then you end up hanging out with her. Like, you don't, you just want to hang out with her because she's hot and you guys are banging or whatever. But
maybe and then
like
you a put week, her into a box.
Maybe like a week later though, you actually figure out like who she is and like,
yeah,
that makes her even better and like her morals and stuff.
That'd be the, yeah.
And so
exactly.
Then you'd want to date her.
That I think that'd be the only way because you have to get to know her. Like if she's not in the dateable box and you don't get to know her right. And all you do is like hang out with her and hook up, then there's no way she's moving.
Yeah. Okay.
But
okay.
So is this like off the bat, you've just seen them or is this like,
that's
you
what
know
I'm saying
them
too. That's what I'm saying.
I think you know her. So like once you know a girl a little bit.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like first appearance.
No, I know. And I get what you guys are saying. I don't actually know, but I'm assuming it's more like you know her a little bit. So like when you know a girl a little bit, it's not like first glance. You're like, I want to date her.
Yeah, then it's definitely like, tough. Yeah, then it's tough to move. Yeah.
But like you know her a little bit and then it's hard to move from box to box.
Yeah, and it just depends how like they treated you too.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Because there's definitely those girls that like we've all experienced that, you know, oh, you're this, you're that. So then they're in the, I don't want anything to do with you box.
Yeah.
But then you kind of get past that and you're like, oh, you're actually cool.
You're not so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Do you guys like when a girl makes the first move? How do you feel about that?
Love
yes.
It.
Hell
yeah.
We love
you
it.
Do.
Love
it. Yes.
If a girl makes the first move, fire me up.
Really?
Me
out. Oh yeah. Fire me up.
You're in the dateable box.
It's a generation. Like, I don't think I could ever make the first move.
The Why stress though.
Yeah. Because like people, like girls just expect the guy to make the first move. So like when a girl actually does it, it's like, all right, that's cool. That's
like
hard.
Yeah. Okay. You feel good.
Yeah.
You want to have it. You have a good day. You're like, let's go.
A little pep in your step.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because I go back to, again, if he wanted to, he would. So like if he wanted to come talk to me, he would.
Yeah, but that's like, think about all the guys out there that are just scared to make the first move.
Yeah, I know. But I don't want that guy.
Yeah, but everyone goes through that phase where they're like, how do I do it?
Yeah.
Should I even do it?
Okay.
Everyone goes through like, maybe I shouldn't. How's she gonna respond?
Okay.
So it's like if the girls put all that pressure on just the guys,
yeah,
then it's like, wow, we're screwed.
Okay.
But when they do it, when they do it every once in a while, it's like, okay, I'm freaking cool.
Okay. You know, like, okay. Gives like you a little confidence.
Yeah, it gives you confidence.
Yeah, okay.
So it makes you feel good.
Yeah. Like for example, Mark with you is like, for him, you're like, no offense, like you're big time, right? It's like, no, like realistically, so him making the first move, he might be like, oh dang, I don't want to push this. You know, I don't want to, he really wants it to
I
work
sort of
out.
Actually, like he did the initial, I love you. And then I had to kind of like,
yeah, exactly. and that's just kind of like,
yeah,
it's tough sometimes in the situations you're in, but that doesn't mean they're not confident.
Yeah, no. Okay. I get that. All right. I'm going to do a little section where I'm going to give you guys a scenario and it's who's most likely to do X out of the group. Okay.
Oh, sure. Let's go.
Fun.
All right, who's most likely to ghost a girl?
Caleb.
Mm.
Really?
Mark. I don't know.
Mostly. I mean, that's a hard one. I think,
like,
I'm going to say, like, all three of us, yeah, honestly. Like,
you guys are totally cool to just ghost.
I mean, it depends, like, what kind of, I mean, yeah.
I mean, yeah, if we're not, well, no, if we're like, not attracted, we'll, heck yeah.
Yeah, like, we'll let them know, like, be like.
You'll say, like, I'm just not interested, or you're literally just
right.
Ghost.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I don't
are
know.
Are you saying,
no,
like, yeah, what's
I'm
your definition
saying,
of
like,
ghost?
You're fucking ghosting. Boo. You're
so, like, you've maybe hung out with them a couple times.
And then you just don't respond.
And then you just
no. Stop responding.
I would never do that.
I don't think we ever ghost.
Oh, you guys are
really.
Good guys. Okay.
I would say,
I mean,
I can't do this anymore.
Okay, so you'll say, yeah, you'll say. Okay.
Give them an explanation for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, if it's one night thing, then yeah, there might be a no text the next day. But if you've hung out a couple times, no. I mean,
okay.
I'm at least let you know.
Okay, that's good.
But I would say one night thing kind of ride dick's cake on that.
Do you really? Cutter, I'm surprised.
Me too.
Okay, who's most likely to call their mom every day?
Oh, we're all kind of mama's boys.
Yeah, oh, that's why you guys are good boys. Okay.
Yeah.
These are hard. It's kind of...
I think we all call our mom pretty similarly.
Cute.
Our moms all talk too. So.
Oh, they do?
They're all buds. Yeah.
All
yeah.
Our moms
cute.
Are friends. So.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, who's most likely to get their heart broken?
Oh, Cutter.
Yeah, I'd probably say Cutter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of hard because we're all the same person, like when it comes to like these like questions. Like,
we're all pretty similar.
We just kind of fall in the same categories, but... Mm-hmm. I'd maybe say Cutter too.
Yeah, I would say Cutter too.
Okay. Okay. Who's most likely to break a girl's heart?
Mark Estes.
Yeah, I guess.
Really? You're going to go with me on that? I'm with Caleb Winterbird. I'm with Caleb all day. You wanted to say
that. Yeah, it probably may help.
Okay. Who's most likely to tell a girl what they want to hear just to get them in bed?
Got her.
I knew you were going to say that.
Hey, oh, I'm going to be honest.
I'm going with Caleb.
You guys can put Mark in there too if you want. I mean, you know.
No. Honestly, no. Mark wouldn't do that.
Okay. Who's
most never say I love you to some random girl. He's never
said. You have to say I love you to them. Well, yeah, I guess if that's what they want to hear. Well, okay. Who's most likely to say I love you first? Like, if you guys were all in a relationship, like, who's falling in love the quickest?
Oh, that's tough.
All pretty similar, I'd say.
We really are though. Like, because
that's why we're best friends. Because it's just like we understand each other so much. It's like we do the same damn things.
Yeah.
Like,
and we all have had like one relationship that we had when we were adults to like see how we were in relationships.
Okay.
And they all kind of panned out the same.
Exactly. Yeah, they're all like the same time frame.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. God, this whole section sucks.
It's fun though.
Okay, who's most likely to plan a romantic date?
Oh, I'd say Mark.
Yeah. Honestly. We can go with Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's most likely to have multiple girls in rotation, or the most girls in rotation, we can say?
Caleb Winterburn.
Ah, dang it. No.
I'm going to go with the Dark Knight. Caleb Winterburn.
Batman here.
Okay. Let's talk about y'all's social media presence. So you guys are TikTok stars. How did the Montana Boys start?
We were just playing Beer Die one day and we threw up TikTok. It was my old account and it went viral. Thank God for Mark hopping in the TikTok, Mr. What, Blue Hat.
What song was it?
It was good Olivia
for
Rodrigo.
Yeah, good for you, Rodrigo.
We were just goofing around.
Yeah, we were just goofing around. It went viral. And then we were like, all right, let's do a couple more. Kept going viral. And then we switched the account to Montana Boys and it was raps from there.
And then like 10 months ago-ish, I mean, we're all in college. We're all like... And Mark was about to fall below 10,000 followers on Instagram. So
this is
like,
a real story too.
He's like, boys, we gotta get our shit together. We gotta post on our TikTok. So then like last March-ish, we started posting more. And luckily, like our third one we posted blew up. And we're like, okay, let's try to like really do this thing.
Yeah.
This is all because Mark did not want to drop below 10K on Instagram.
Thank God.
So,
thank God.
Like actually, thank God
thank
for
God
that.
For
it's
got
us ripping again. Yeah, you got us ripping again. Here we are.
Okay, how much thought goes into your videos? Like, are you guys having like creative conversations about it? Or is it more just like, oh, let's, you know, we're like already out here in Montana. Let's like throw up a video.
Honestly, at first it was like, we battled with it at first. We didn't really know what the hell we're doing because no one else does it in Montana. So it's like, we had like no advice and we weren't talking to like any other TikTokers from anywhere. Yeah. So we had no advice. So we kind of just were copying what other people were doing at the time. And now it's nice living here because we're kind of in it with like other TikTokers that have been doing it for a long time. And just flows, makes it easier, I think.
Yeah. Learning from them.
Yeah. I think the biggest advantage we had was the background.
Yeah.
As well as like how we look on the camera or whatever. But I think the background and the Montana vibe at the time after Yellowstone, Glacier Park, Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Just like everything that Montana is for itself. And then on top of that, we're dancing or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, we're bad at dancing, but like.
We did right with the gas station vibes for a long time.
Yeah, we're lit.
I think that was the first one I ever saw. And I was like, this is so cool.
And then we're like, well, we got sunsets here.
Yeah, because everyone else was doing the gas station.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're like, should we do it? And we're like.
So we did.
Just trying to go like, honestly, we're just doing what it took to go viral. Yeah. That's what we're, and that's just, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, just copying other people, really.
Yeah. And then we kind of realized like, we were like, okay, what do we have what do we have to offer that other places don't? And that's the whole country thing. And that we all like know well.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, let's just do this then. Let's try this more.
I saw you guys posted a Montana video this morning. So are you going to keep doing like Nashville and Montana? Do you have enough content bank?
No, but I think we'll be going back like quite a bit. Like,
okay, so you'll film.
Yeah.
When we go back home, like we'll, you know, take some Montana content.
Yeah.
I know during like hunting season, we'll be going back a lot. Okay. So it'll be, we'll do some videos when we go back.
This summer as well too. We'll be back a lot.
Okay. Nice. Okay, so what's next for you guys? You have Belmont Acres, your clothing brand. That's doing really well, right? How's that going?
It's doing good, yeah. We just had our first month, and it honestly went better than we thought it was going to go.
Good. So will you do another collection?
Yeah, so we're going to do another drop, and we're going to change up the style a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit, because we're kind of just testing the waters right now. We don't really know what's going to work and what's not.
Yeah.
So we're going to test the waters, and then hopefully it just keeps going.
Good. Love it.
Yeah.
And then where do you guys see yourself in 5 years? What's the plan?
On a yacht. No.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just kidding. Honestly, I have no idea.
I mean, considering a year ago, I would never expect it to be here. I can't really give you a time
Hard
frame.
To say.
Yeah, we have okay. no clue. Like, yeah, exactly what he just said. If we would have thought that we'd be sitting on your couch last March 1st, yeah. you would have said we're fucking crazy.
Okay, yeah.
Not like it just happened. So we're thankful that it happened, but we have no idea.
Ride that wave.
Yeah, we're going to try.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming. This has been really fun. And then tell everybody where they can find you guys.
You can find Cutter at Aldean's tonight.
Woo! On Caleb at Barstool.
Every yeah. Friday night.
Yeah. No, like social media. Yeah, you can find us at
the Montana Boys.
Yeah, you can find us at the.
Oh, jeez.
At the Montana Boys.
With a Z.
With a Z.
I think it's the Montana Boys on Instagram.
Our Instagram is the Montana Boys with a Z.
Yep. Our Instagram, you can find us at the Montana Boys on Instagram. And on TikTok, you can find us at Montana.boys with a Z.
With a Z.
Amazing. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen. Thank you for having us.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.